Is it possible to engineer our way out of the climate crisis? Some entrepreneurs want to shoot particles into the stratosphere to combat global warming. Experts say regulations on this technology aren't keeping up. The world of solar geoengineering on the latest episode of The Sunday Story from NPR's Up First podcast.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. With a jury now in place, the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump will begin on Monday, as NPR's Andrea Bernstein tells us.
Tomorrow will be a short day because of the Passover holiday, but still, it's expected that both sides will give their opening statements. And based on what we heard on court on Friday, at least one witness will start testifying. We don't know who that witness will be because the DA is refusing to extend its usual courtesy of alerting the defense. Because of Trump's propensity to post disparaging comments about some of the witnesses on social media.
Trump is facing multiple counts of falsifying business documents. His trial is expected to last for 6 to 8 weeks. Mexico's Secretary of Foreign Affairs has finished a visit to all 11 Mexican consulates in Texas. She spoke with Texans of Mexican descent about the state's controversial new immigration law. Texas Public Radio's Dan Katz has more.
The law signed by Governor Greg Abbott would allow state law enforcement to arrest and deport people they believe cross the border illegally. It's been put on hold by a federal appeals court while it considers its constitutionality. Proponents say the law is needed because of the Biden administration's failed border policies. Critics say it could lead to racial profiling. Alicia Bárcena Ibarra is Mexico's Secretary of Foreign Affairs.
My hope is that once the election in the U.S. is resolved, these type of issues are going to be out.
While visiting San Antonio, she said the Mexican government is working with the Biden administration on orderly mechanisms for migration and said her country would not accept any immigrants Texas attempts to return to Mexico. I'm Dan Katz in San Antonio.
Defense officials in the Middle East say a coalition fighter destroyed a rocket launcher near Mosul, Iraq on Sunday. They say the launcher was involved in a failed rocket attack near a coalition base in Syria. There were no U.S. injuries reported. Climate change is causing Europe to heat up more quickly than any other continent. And as NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports, that heat can be deadly.
The number of heat-related deaths has increased by at least 30% in the last 20 years, according to a new analysis by European Union and United Nations climate experts. That's in part because Europe is heating up twice as fast as the global average. Ocean and atmospheric currents, plus the continent's proximity to the rapidly warming Arctic, are causing temperatures to rise rapidly. Last year was tied for the second hottest year on record in Europe. European cities are scrambling to protect people from inevitable heat waves this summer by providing cooling centers and air conditioning. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky is praising American lawmakers for passing a foreign aid package this weekend that includes some $61 billion for Ukraine. The passage came after months of opposition to Ukraine funding by far-right Republicans. A Kremlin spokesman, meanwhile, says that the passage of the bill will further the ruin of Ukraine. You're listening to NPR News. Former Associated Press correspondent Terry Anderson has died. Anderson became well known after he was kidnapped from a street in war-torn Lebanon in 1985. He was held captive for almost 7 years, and during his captivity, he was tortured and chained to a wall. Anderson was 76 years old. He died in Greenwood Lake, New York, of complications from recent heart surgery. A drug used to treat rare diseases remains in short supply in the U.S., and as NPR's Sidney Lupkin reports, a health insurance issue is making the ongoing shortage more difficult for doctors and patients.
A growth hormone called Norditropin went into short supply in 2022. As people switched to other brands, those went into shortage too. It's been a nightmare for parents that's been made worse thanks to an extra step required by insurance companies to cut costs. It's called prior authorization. Here's Hillary Hall, whose son needs the drug for a rare genetic condition.
I'll get it 1 month, and then they're like, oh, well, we're out of that pen now. Now we need a new prescription and a new pre-authorization. And I'm like, great. Unfortunately, that's not an overnight process. It's like a couple-week thing.
The drug maker expects the shortages to drag on at least a few more months. Sidney Lupkin, NPR News.
Scotty Scheffler is comfortably in lead at the Heritage Golf Tournament underway in Hilton Head this weekend. He was 20 under par and leading by 5 shots when play was stopped for 2.5 hours because of a major rainstorm. Wyndham Clark finished the round 5 shots back. Patrick Cantlay and JT Poston are also 5 strokes back, but both needed to finish the final hole on Monday morning. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.